Relationships are critical in a volunteer-led organization. We have provided you with some very practical and yet super powerful downloadable resources that you can use to pour into volunteer relationships and the bucket of relationships of your volunteers. Now let's walk through each download individually. Number one, the Get to Know You email template. A simple Get to Know You email can go a long way between connecting volunteers to volunteers or connecting them to one another and building relationships. The added benefit of also like teaching you more about who these people are that you're co-laboring with. Now, download this document that we've provided for you and send those questions to your volunteers like at the beginning of a school year or once like everybody has started and like catch any newcomers possibly at like semester time. Edit the questions or add more to fit your particular context. Ask everyone to submit answers within 1 week, maybe two, and then distribute the answers on a periodic basis, however it fits best with your regular communication with your volunteers. You just want to get people to get to know each other. Ask your volunteers to answer all the questions, but when you highlight a particular volunteer, only include like the 4 or 5 most engaging answers to add a little variety to your Get to Know You kind of series. Be sure to include a picture. Instead of asking your volunteers to submit a picture, what I did is I would walk around to the ministry rooms and I would take photos to stockpile for later use. Consider having a few photo booth type stage props, right? Or those props where you have like a funny hat or glasses or a mustache on a stick. Anything to get your volunteers to have fun with it. Number two, community builders. We have provided you with a very large zip folder filled with fantastic community builders. These community builders can come in like a whole bunch of different various forms. Some are get to know you games that can be used during like a quarterly meeting or a monthly intensive with your key volunteers. Some of these documents are simple ways to like effectively lists of engaging questions and key conversation starters. It's like we're trying to make it as easy as we can for you. I encourage you to download this folder and take time to walk through each item that we've created for you. Get to know it. Number three, the Insider Lunches template. Meeting with a key volunteer for lunch is a wonderful way to engage and develop like a deeper relationship. However, I have watched many leaders go to lunch with no real plan or structure for the time together. Now, I understand that some lunches can be nothing more than a casual sharing of a meal. Listen, there's a time for that. There's a place for that. However, you can position these lunches as like a power lunch with just a little extra effort. The meeting template that we've provided for the entire course is simple. 4 basic areas: prayer, personal, prepare, and plan. As a review, prayer. We want to pray and give thanks for our food, yes, but be sure to like ask for one specific way that you can pray for this person as your lunch guest. Personal. I like to incorporate some random and fun questions that we both can answer as an opener to our time. Now, I just spoke a little bit ago about that larger packet of community builders. Now, inside that zip folder, you will find a long listing of unfinished sentences or the have you ever conversation starters. Pick one or two, spend a few minutes chatting around this predetermined opener. Super powerful. Now, I have leveraged these fun and innocuous relationship builders to both like get people talking as well as learn some super interesting things, sometimes really bizarre facts about people. I mean, we have provided you with like this wonderful checklist system by which you can make use of these and tick them off every time that you use them. You got to keep it fresh. Okay, prepare. This section is the most important aspect of our time together. If you have ever read Stephen Covey's foundational book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you would probably be familiar with his quadrants of importance. There are like 4 sections, and there's a very important but not urgent. Let me say that again, very important but not urgent. This means that this is a topic that if it wasn't covered this week at lunch, no big deal. No balls would drop, no emergencies would quickly crop up. However long-term, your ministry and this individual volunteer will be way better if you pour into and focus on important but not urgent items. This category includes like a whole bunch of things. I cover everything from how to write an email that no one will read. I include things like how to effectively counsel someone who's experienced a miscarriage. These are important things for any human being to know. We can bumble these things, but I want to provide value and help people to be like a better person in life. Another one might be how to bring about change in ministry that doesn't make people hate me. I would share that with a volunteer. I want to do like this simple training on the powerful use of someone's first name and the power of a smile. Again, these are long-term bucket fillers that will actually make a big difference in the big long-term picture. That's prepare. Now, please understand that none of these topics are important for this week's Wednesday evening program. I get it. However, if as a leader you are constantly pouring into important items, these people will get better, and your ministry overall would be better prepared, and you'll have less blunders because they're just better off. Okay, plan. This next section is where we're going to discuss the tactical calendar-based items. If prepare is long-range leadership, plan is covering short-term items that are like literally coming up this week. We might cover like this week's lesson, how it's different than what they're normally used to. I might even walk through like the printing and distribution of flyers for some big upcoming outreach event. But please notice that the plan section is dealing with immediate items. The prepare section is focused on these long-range personal development things. If plan items are not covered and they're not discussed, I gotta tell you, there's gonna be a big blunder probably this week, and some ball is probably gonna be dropped. Please note that this meeting template, listen, it helps you as the leader organize your thoughts and come prepared. Dozens of leaders have adopted this exact strategy that I'm sharing with you to follow with their meetings. Also notice that the left column is open. It's like a two-thirds, one-third thing. It's open for notes and reminders for you during the meeting and for them during the meeting. Bottom line, be diligent about relationship development and capitalize on every one of these done-for-you resources that we've created for you.